Numbers chapter 14 and verse 40. Israel's presumption. Let me read the verse to you. Let me read from verse 39. When Moses reported this to all the Israelites, told them that they were going to die in the desert, that they would never see the promised land because of their sin. When Moses reported this to all the Israelites, they mourned bitterly. Early the next morning, they went up towards the high hill country. But they start going up to the hill country, even though the Lord has told them, that they will die in the desert, in the wilderness, that they will never see the promised land. They call the audacity, the presumption, to go up. True, they said, we have sinned. Yes, they repented. They saw their sin. But at the same time, they're brash and arrogant here. They're still going to go up. And indeed, they said, we will go up to the place the Lord promised. Numbers 14, verses 39 and 40, particularly verse 40, their presumption, they're going to go up. They would not believe God's promise when he gave it to them about the land. They would not obey God's command when he told them to go in. They refused to go in. But now they won't believe God's statement about dying in the wilderness. They won't receive his judgment. Whichever way you turn with this people, they won't receive God's promise. They won't receive his encouragement. They won't obey his command. They won't heed his warning. They won't believe his judgments. They're a proud, arrogant, presumptuous people. And this is reported here. These people have been told, you will never see the land, and yet they're determined to prove God wrong. Not one of you, oh yes, we will, you wait and see. I see arrogance here. I see that they trading on God. Oh, God will look after us. He's promised the land. He'll change his mind. They think that God is as changeable and as fickle as they are. But God is not a man that he should change like this. You can't manipulate God. You can't trade on God. You can't take God for granted. I say you can't, but people do. They think they can manipulate God. They think God is at our beck and call, but he's not. The Israelites think it. Well, we can go up the hill country. We can do it. They trust their own power. They're defiant. They're obstinate. They're stubborn. They're proud. They're boastful. They're self-willed. You say, well, where's all this boasting? Let me read another passage to you. Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 41. Then you replied, we have sinned against the Lord. Deuteronomy 1 verse 41. We will go up and fight as the Lord our God commanded us. This is what they're saying here. So every one of you put on his weapons. This is the point. Thinking it easy to go up into the hill country. They thought it was easy. They thought they could do it. They were a proud, stubborn, self-willed people. This is easy meat. We can do it. We have our own powers. We have our own ways. They're a brash people. Well, this is Israel, my friend. These many, many centuries ago. Has it died out? I don't think so. I think today we have such a low view of God. When I say we, I think the evangelical world, unbelievers always do. They think it's all so easy. The kind of preaching that gives men the impression that God is at our beck and call. Now, he is a forgiving God. He is a gracious God. He is a merciful God. I don't deny it. In fact, I proclaim it. I glory in it. But there is a responsibility. He is the sovereign, holy, almighty God. He says what he means. He means what he says. What does the Lord God require of you? To walk humbly with your God. Micah 6, verse 8. To walk humbly with your God. Here are the people, we can sin, oh, but it doesn't matter, we come back all right, God will look after us, he's given us his word, we can do it. No, no, no. It's a wrong view of God. Believer, Is there wrong views of God today? I believe a very low God is preached, a very small God. Your God is too small. Was that J.B. Phillips wrote that? Your God is too small. A confined view of God. The buddy God. The God always on tap. The God at our beck and call. Any time we like. Just call upstairs, you know. You come down running. No, my friend, this is not the God with whom we have to do. We have responsibilities, brothers and sisters, in the churches. It's not all flippant and buddy-like like it seems today. It's not all light and breezy. It's a solemnity about God. And the Israelites show us what it's like when men are brash and presumptuous. God, deliver us from it. God, deliver us from it. An unbeliever, do not believe that you can come at your beck and call to God. No man can come unto me, says Christ, unless the Father which sent me draws him. You cannot. Oh, it's easy. We can do it. No, no, you can't. I know the door of his mercy stands open, but only God can give grace and power and a new heart and regeneration so that the man wants to come, so that the woman wants to come to Christ. Do you want to come to Christ? Will you not have him? No. By nature, you refuse him. May God give you grace to be broken in this way and yield to the Lord. God is a sovereign God. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And we have to deal with this sovereign God because he will deal with us. It was an easy thing. No, no, no. We will do it. Oh, will we? God has ways and means to teach us. Israel's presumption. May believers and unbelievers learn from this. May I learn from it and be a submissive, believing man, submitting myself to God and his word, not daring to sin against him, but walking in his way, obedient to Christ's law in the new covenant, for Christ's sake. Amen.